The opening of John's Gospel, which we heard read tonight, is one of my favorite passages in Scripture. On first glance, it may seem an odd Scripture to pick for Christmas Eve, as it doesn't depict the nativity scene as we're accustomed to. There are no shepherds in this story. There is no angels in this story. There are no wise men who come visiting. Instead, we are left with this image of the Word. I enjoy the poetic way that John opens his Gospel. We are swept up in the grandeur of the divine plan as John reveals it to us. The words roll off of your tongue, and we are reminded of the opening words that we find in Scripture, in Genesis, in the beginning. John seeks to remind us that Christ was there in the beginning when everything was created. That Christ, who is the living Word, was there. That everything came into being through Christ. That Jesus is our light. On Christmas Eve, when we follow a star to a manger, we are reminded that Christ is the light which shines in the darkness. The other reason why I enjoy the opening of John's Gospel is its focus on Jesus Christ as the Word. Capital W, Word. As a minister, that has special significance to me. A friend recently asked me what my official title as a minister was. And I can answer that question a lot of different ways. In some ways, I'm a pastor. And some people will refer to me as Pastor Neil or Pastor Ellis. Others prefer to call me Reverend, which is the honorific or formal title that comes with being a minister. And let me tell you that it takes some time getting used to being addressed as Reverend Ellis. However, the formal title or position in which I was ordained into is Minister of Word and Sacraments, which is quite a mouthful, and why people just normally refer to me as the minister or that guy. However, in that title of Minister of Word and Sacraments is a direct link to John's Gospel. A gospel where we hear that the Word, was there at the beginning. That the Word was with God and that the Word was God. That the Word became flesh and lived among us. The living Word is Jesus Christ, God's Son and our Savior. Born this night to be our light and our salvation. So for me, this passage highlights the enormity of the task that is before me each time that I get up here to speak to you, to share the living Word with God's people. And so here we are. It's Christmas Eve. And once again, we hear of the living Word made flesh. We remember that Jesus is the light of all people. The light which shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This passage tells us two things. First, and most importantly, Jesus is the light. As Jesus himself tells us, he is the truth, the light, and the way. Jesus comes to bring us God's literal word. Jesus' very life is a testimony of God's love for creation and everything in it. Jesus' life is a light to all people. All people. The second thing to realize with this passage is the existence of the darkness. We acknowledge that the darkness does exist, that the darkness is real. The darkness that is sin, which keeps us from living in proper relationship with God and with one another. The darkness which is violence, which plagues our world. Physical and emotional violence, which damages lives and destroys communities. The darkness that is intolerance, which keeps us from understanding our neighbors, which drives a wedge between us. Once upon a time, we could disagree with someone and still be friends. We could hold extremely divergent opinions about an issue, argue about them in a heated manner, and still be friends. We used to recognize that though we disagreed on one issue, we might agree on another. But now we allow intolerance and fear to drive us apart, to separate us. It has become a with me or against me mentality. The darkness is real. It is a part of our lives, and we are constantly negotiating the darkness. And we negotiate the darkness best when we do so in the light of Christ's love, the light which shines in the darkness, a light which is not overcome by the darkness, a light which allows us to ask questions of the darkness, and which provides refuge from that same darkness. The darkness is always present, and often it is of our own creation, born out of fear and jealousy, inadequacy and guilt. Yet the light of Christ is always there, reminding us not to give in to the darkness, but instead to turn towards the light, to embrace hope, peace, joy, and love into our lives. This is the message of Christmas, that we can choose to turn towards the light. And we are reminded in John's Gospel that though Jesus came to be with us, that humanity did not know him, and humanity did not accept him. It seems that often we prefer the darkness, that through our anger, fear, jealousy, and guilt, we find comfortable positions. We discover half-truths which support our comfortable point of view. We find that the status quo is easier to maintain than it is to question. When we set aside our fear and our guilt, we expose ourselves and we become vulnerable to a world which deals with its own anxiety by looking down upon others, as if other people held less value. So we have these two realities present in our reading tonight, that the darkness exists and that at times we choose not to receive Jesus. This is part of what it means to be human, to wrestle with darkness, to risk turning away from the light. Our passage implies that there is a choice about what we do in this life. That we can choose to turn away from the light, or we can turn and we can embrace the light. John reminds us that when we receive Jesus, when we embrace the light, we have the power to become the children of God. We are reminded that the darkness will not overcome the light. And there is an active component to this statement. It implies action, that the light is a living, breathing force. Yet there is also a tension present, a recognition that the light and the darkness, they are at odds with one another. But we rest assured in the fact that the light is not overcome. Tonight, we have come into this sanctuary. We have come in from the dark, and now we stand in the light of Christ's love. We are here, all of us, in the presence of the living Word, of the Word which was present at the beginning of all things, and which will endure through all space and time until the very end. We are here in the light of Christ. We have heard the call of His Word. We know that light triumphs over darkness. This is what Christ's life and witness is all about. At Christmas, we witness the birth of Christ. We witness the light and the Word coming into our world once again. Jesus' entire life is a testimony to light overcoming darkness. His death and resurrection speak to triumph, the triumph of God, in showing a way forward which is not shadowed by darkness. At Christmas, we are reminded of why Jesus came. Yes, to be amazed that God would enter the world in such a vulnerable state. And yes, we hold the Christ child in awe. And we marvel at the circumstances of His birth. But we also recognize that now, in our own time, just as it was when Jesus was born, that Jesus was not recognized and He was not accepted. We look to the message of His life and we find what Christmas is about. That though Christmas and Christmas Eve is an event, an occasion which we celebrate, it is also something more. Christmas is something which endures. The birth of Jesus has life-altering consequences. The gift of Jesus Christ at Christmas time, it requires a response. Howard Thurman's poem, The Work of Christmas, explains best how we should respond to the gift of God's Son. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nation, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart. When we find the lost, when we heal the broken, when we release the shackles which imprison us, when we rebuild nations, and when we make peace, when we do these things, we become one with the light. When we do these things, we tell the darkness that it has lost, Because when we become the light, we extinguish the darkness and we help usher in God's reign. At this time of year, we often hear the phrase or the question, what is the true meaning of Christmas? Of course, that answer is found in Jesus Christ. So simple, and yet so profound. That God decided to do something new in the birth of Jesus, to interact with us in a fresh way. We join with all creation, and we praise God for the true Word, which is Jesus Christ. As the angels declared it to the shepherds, we too declare it to the world. Christ is born, that the light of His love shine in your hearts. Amen.